This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre, soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, in part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, the DTN General Opening Call, expect corn to open about a nickel lower, beans about a dime lower, wheat 7 to 9 cents lower. The overnight crude oil market, 126 lower at 98.58, while the Brent crude, $1.44 lower at 117.15. The April gold contract, $16.80 lower at $1,724.40. The U.S. dollar index 0.205 higher at 78.771. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 646. That was down 14 and 3 quarter. May wheat closed at 655 and a quarter, down 13 and a quarter. July wheat closed at 668, down 11. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 637, down 5 and a half. May corn closed at 641 and a half, down 6 and a half. July corn closed at 645 and 3 quarter, down 6 and a half. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1227 and a half, down 4. May beans closed at 1236, down 4. And July beans closed at 1245 and 3 quarter, down 4. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 321, down 7. May meal closed at 323.60, unchanged. July meal closed at 326.50. That was up 2. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 52.54, down 4. May oil closed at 52.93, down 4. July oil closed at 53.32, down a nickel. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.18. That was down a dime. May oats closed at 3.09 and a half, down 3 and a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Thursday morning's supply-demand report was as expected by traders. The U.S. corn carryout for the 2011-2012 crop year was at 801 million bushels, with soybeans at 275 million and wheat 845 million bushels. The USDA did lower their estimates for the South American crops. The Brazilian corn crop was forecasted at 61 million metric tons, with soybeans at 72 million metric tons. Argentina's corn crop was estimated at 22 million metric tons, with soybeans at 48 million metric tons. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 6.29 to 6.45, and soybean bids were down 4 cents at 12.04 to 12.18. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 4-to-8 lower at 637 to 656. Soybeans dropped 4 cents at 1212 to 1231. And soft red or winter wheat fell 14 cents at 632 to 651. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids 4 to 8 cents lower at 637 to 645. Soybeans fell 3 to 5 cents at 1212 to 1217. And the wheat prices ended 11 to 17 lower at 641 to 656. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents weaker at 646 to 651. Soybeans dropped 4 to 5 cents at 1227 to 1232, while the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery dropped 6 to 11 cents at 648 to 654. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny better at 669 to 671. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 5 cents with quotations at 1249 to 1252. Soft red or winter wheat dropped 15 cents on Thursday down to 663 to 664, and the Milo ended 4 cents higher at 626 to 627. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 87.30, up 102. April hogs closed at 89.65, up 70. May hogs closed at 97.80, up 30. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 125.17, down 60. April cattle closed at 128.20, down 60. June cattle closed at 127.15, down 20 cents. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 155.15, down 12. April feeders closed at 157.25, down 30. May feeders closed at 158.82, down 35 cents. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Thursday, February 9th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed 56 cents lower, with a carcass-based price range of 76 to 87 and a weighted average of 80.94. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 12,800. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady at 56 to 61, a few up to 63, and Illinois direct slaughter sales steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 50 to 54. 450 to 550 pounds at 52 to 58. Over 550 pounds at 55 to 58. Today's estimated receipts of 800 and Wednesday's actuals, 900. Pork carcass cutout, 84.82, and that is down 23 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs for today, 420,000. Last week, 416,000, and a year ago, 420,000, with week to date of 1,681,000. Cattle today, 125,000. Last week, 119,000. A year ago, 126,000. Week to date of 496,000. Box beef cutout values were steady to firm on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 162 fablos and 89 trim. Choice at 186.32, that is down 24 cents. Select at 182.32, and that is up 84 cents. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, 433 head sold yesterday compared to last week. Slaughter steers never sold $1.50 to $2 lower, with Holstein steers 50 cents lower. Slaughter cows 1 to 2 higher, and slaughter bulls $1 lower in a light test. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s at 124.5 to 128. Select and choice 2s and 3s at 118 to 124. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 113.5 to 118, with select and choice 2s and 3s at 107 to 113. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 125 to 126.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s from 120 to 123. Slaughter cows, boning type, traded at 71.5 to 77. Low dressing from 63 to 69. Lean cows were 63 to 71. High dressing, 72 to 74. And low dressing at 56 to 61. Slaughter bulls, your grade 1s, an individual at 85.5 with a couple high dressing from 90 to 90 and a quarter. Return to farm calves, Holstein males weighing between 70 and 85 pounds from $100 to $180 a head. Jersey and Jersey crosses between 60 and 80 pounds at $60 to $90 a head. The real livestock hay auction on Wednesday, 1,643 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay and wheat straw sold mostly 50 cents to 75 cents lower. with large rounds and squares. Weak. Alfalfa premium quality small squares from $5 to $5.75 with good quality small squares at $3.75 to $5. Large rounds, 5x6s at 47.5 and large squares, 2x3s at 30. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares at 5.25 to $6 with good quality small squares at $3.75. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares from $4.5 to $6. Good quality large rounds at 82.5. Orchard grass premium quality small squares at $4.5 to $5 with good quality large rounds at 27.5. Mixed grass good quality small squares 2.75 to 4.25. Large rounds at 42.5 to 60. Wheat straw good quality small squares $1.25 to $2.10. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.09, up 3 cents. March milk at $15.57, up 11. April milk at $15.71, up 3. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $147.25, down a quarter. For March, $148 unchanged, and April butter at $153, up 1. February non-fat dry milk, $1.35 unchanged. For March, $132.75, down 1.75. And for April, $132.75, down 3/4. Spot prices for block cheese on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, $147.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $147.75, up a quarter. For butter, $143.25, down 3/4. For non-fat dry milk, $133.5 unchanged. The spot price for January Class 3 milk, $17.05. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.45. For March, $6.46. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.43. For March, $6.41. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.11, and for March, $12.10. And wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.24. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is once again corn at Greenfield, $6.45, corn at Scottville, $6.43, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $12.11. Wheat at Scottville, 6.24. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Right now, color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urie from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies, windy today with a chance of rain or snow and falling temperatures. We will have west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with occasional flurries, low temperatures in the mid-teens. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies and colder, high temperatures in the mid-20s. The extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with snow likely on Monday. Low temperatures in the low 20s, high temperatures in the low to the middle 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. We have cloudy skies, 33 degrees on this Friday morning. And this check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Soil fertility is a very important part of every crop we grow. Several factors can limit the nutrients supplied to your crops throughout the growing season. Crop Production Services offers products such as Titan and Accomplish that allows your crop to efficiently use the nutrients that you supply to them, resulting in healthier plants and higher yields. To learn more about Titan, Accomplish, and other nutritional products, contact your local Crop Production Services in Morrisonville and Nokomis. Get growing today with Crop Production Services.
And part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank, by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. The Macoupin Montgomery County Extension Agronomy Day was held Thursday at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. One of the presenters was Darrell Good of the University of Illinois. He talked about the demand for corn, soybeans, and wheat, and the potential size of the 2012 crop. He also talked about marketing the crop, and he also briefly talked about Thursday's report released by the United States Department of Agriculture.
I've seen some of the numbers, yes. What we were focusing primarily on today's report is what USDA was seeing in South America, and they did reduce the estimated size of the Argentine crops quite a bit, particularly for corn, another 4 million tons or almost 150 million bushel cut in the expected size of that crop. And that, I think, bolsters export prospects for U.S. corn quite a bit.
Their problems down there are mostly weather related, aren't they?
They had a very severe weather in December and the first part of January, dry and extremely hot, and apparently did some permanent damage to that crop. The current estimate is now about 25% smaller than the forecast made in December.
Okay, say for instance we have a quote-unquote normal crop year here. What should farmers look to do to market that?
I think if we have a normal crop year, that's going to mean more corn acres, higher yield, and a much larger corn crop. And if that actually unfolds, it suggests that there is considerable downside risk in new crop corn prices, and probably looking for, you know, late winter, early spring to get some pricing done before that big crop unfolds.
And then what about on past that? Say, for instance, well, let's look at the wheat crop.
What we're seeing in wheat is a soft red winter wheat acreage down a bit, primarily in the eastern corn belt. The southeastern part of the U.S. planted more SRW. The crop is generally in very good shape. So a winter wheat crop in total should be much larger than last year. A soft red winter probably about the same size. We're probably looking for a little downside pressure on wheat prices too as harvest time approaches if the crop holds together.
I've noticed it seems like some guys, they have I don't know how you would describe it, they know exactly when to market their crop, and others it's kind of an acquired talent. How do you explain that?
Well, I think there's really no good explanation for it. Some folks seem to have a knack for it and more disciplined about it, and others not. It's just kind of you have a talent for it or not. Obviously, everyone can become better, I think, at marketing by spending more time and studying and looking for advice. But as you say, some people just seem to do well and others struggle with the marketing decision.
That was Darrell Good, crop marketing specialist from the University of Illinois. The annual meeting of the Jersey County Farm Bureau was held earlier this week. From the Illinois Farm Bureau, Rita Frazier reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. More today from the Jersey County Farm Bureau annual meeting held recently, their 94th. Their president currently is Ken Schaefer. He's a local producer, and he is passionate about agriculture. Talked about the ups and the downs, and as Ken said, you have to love what you do in order to continue farming year after year.
I think about farming, and it's one of the worst jobs you can have, but it's also one of the best jobs you can have. We're still a very diversified operation. We still put up hay. We still raise cattle and beef, and we have the corn and soybeans and wheat. And you put up hay on the hottest days and put it out on the coldest days, and you put it out rain or shine, hot or cold. It's not too fun, but there's not much more joy that comes to you than when you stand there by the fence and watch those little calves prance around playing out in the pasture, or, or going to the farrowing house and seeing those little pigs prancing around their mother and nuzzling up to her. It's just such a feeling, and watch those green sprouts of corn coming up, and it's always a little bit of excitement. You come into the house and say, hey, I can row the corn today. It's just that joy that you get being a farmer.
And I know you have to go back and do it again, because I remember talking to you, I think it was last year or the year before, and you had a great wheat crop, and then hail came.
I remember doing that interview. I talked to you on Monday and said, boy, everything looks great. I called you Tuesday morning and said, we had the worst hailstorm we had in our lifetime, and our wheat was flat on the ground. Everything was clipped off, and we were pretty down just in overnight weather circumstance.
Well, thank goodness for crop insurance, I guess.
Yes, crop insurance. We actually had a contract for straw that year, so we went ahead. We let the wheat come out. It kind of surprised everybody because it came back out of the ground, put heads on it. It wasn't a terrific wheat crop, but we had enough straw to gather up to fill our straw contract, and we put in soybeans after the wheat, and actually I think those soybeans did better than the earlier planted beans we did, so it came out fine, but we sure wouldn't want to see it do it again.
What are your hopes for this county and your message to your membership for the coming year?
I think one of the things we always look forward to is membership growth. We all have a lot of neighbors and friends that just haven't been asked to join Farm Bureau, and we want to stress it's important to go out and talk to them. And Farm Bureau needs its members. We need to support our image. Just get out in the community and make ourselves known.
Ken Schaefer, Jersey County Farm Bureau President. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Some parts of the United States have seen some snowfall here and there, but USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the United States as a whole has experienced a far below average winter for snowfall.
Just to put it in a little perspective, of course, last winter, early February, we saw at one point about two-thirds of the country in early February covered with snow. As we moved into February in 2012, less than 20% of the country was covered by snow. This has been, from coast to coast, the year without a winter to date, both in terms of snowfall and lack of cold air.
That may all begin to change soon, though. As Rippey says, cold Alaskan air will be moving in during the weekend through the Midwest and into the East,
bringing some of the coldest air of the winter into those areas. Certainly doesn't look like any winter wheat damaging type of cold moving into the eastern Corn Belt, but at the same time, areas that have seen very little cold weather this winter are really going to notice a change as we head into the weekend.
That cold could bring a storm from the south-central United States into the mid-Atlantic and the northeast, which Rippey says has the potential to be a big Valentine's Day snowstorm.
Very early in the game here, but it's worth mentioning, especially in a year without much winter, that we could see significant snows unfolding from the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic states and parts of the northeast on or around Valentine's Day.
And weather always has the potential to change in a week's time, but Rippey says it's worth watching. Finally, in our farm news on this Friday morning, at the Greenville livestock auction yesterday compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1.50 to $2 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers sold 50 cents lower. Slaughter cows sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter bulls sold $1 lower in a light test. Feeder cattle, mostly $2 to $4 lower. Slaughter steers accounted for about 13% of the total run. Slaughter Holstein steers, about 14%. Slaughter heifers, about 9%. Slaughter cows, 32%. Slaughter bulls, 1%. Feeder cattle, 31% of the total. And in that feeder cattle supply, steers accounted for 32%. Holstein steers, about 14%. Heifers, 45%, bulls, 9%, and feeder cattle over 600 pounds accounted for about 33% of the total run at the Greenville Livestock Market on Thursday. Compared to last week, slaughter kids traded unevenly steady, not enough of any classes of sheep and goats for an accurate price comparison. Good demand noted in slaughter lambs. They accounted for about 33% of the total run. Replacement ewes about 28%, slaughter kids 19%, slaughter nannies 5%, feeder kids 7%, and other goats about 8% of the total run. Those are the results from the Greenville Livestock Auction yesterday. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call for today, corn about a nickel lower, beans about a dime lower, wheat 7 to 9 lower. The overnight crude oil market, $1.26 lower at $98.58. Brent crude, $1.44 lower at $117.15. The April gold contract, $16.80 lower at $1,724.40. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.